Yesterday, Minister of Health Andrew Little proposed a suite of initiatives to help combat health worker shortages and ease pressure on the New Zealand health system. I spoke with New Zealand Nurses Organisation President Anne Daniels about the measures and how they might impact healthcare workers. I began by asking, what are the key takeaways from the government's proposed changes?
Well, the key takeaway for me is that the government is actually doing something, that we absolutely welcome any initiatives that will recruit and retain nurses in New Zealand. And one of the things that I was most taken by was supporting people who are deemed up to work in the COVID-19 vaccination program to enter the health workforce. And this is something that we've been wanting for some time, to create a stepladder for people in the community to become, work their way towards becoming a nurse or a nurse practitioner. And this is absolutely one of the right things that we need to have happen. But in general, I think that we have to ask, are they going to recruit and retain nurses in New Zealand? And are they going to keep them in their jobs? And the answer to that is quite complex.
The measures don't include financial relief for nurses facing the rising cost of living in Aotearoa. How do you think this is going to affect nurses, particularly student nurses?
Well, first of all, the current pay and conditions for nurses who are already working in the workforce is not equitable, and it is not competitive with other countries like Australia. And of course, the public are aware of the fact that our equity pay still hasn't gotten over the line for a variety of reasons, all of which hang on the fact that back pay was promised and hasn't actually been delivered. In terms of student nurses, just last week, NZNO went on record saying that we really want potential students to actually have fees paid and their practicums co-paid as well. This will reduce the barriers to potential nurses and nursing students to stay in the course and complete the course and go into nursing, and that is absolutely essential. The package that's been delivered by Andrew Little is heavily reliant on recruiting and retaining and attracting nurses from overseas. And this has been part of the problem which has put us where we are today, that we have been too reliant on overseas nurses as opposed to growing our own in this country.
What steps do you propose the government take to grow our national supply of nurses rather than, as you said, be heavily reliant on overseas ones?
Well, as I said, we need to make nursing a whole lot more attractive, and delivering the message that nursing is a career where you can make a difference to somebody's life every day is a very important one. I know I've been a nurse for 43 years, and every time I go to work, I come away feeling very privileged about my position of being able to help people, and that's not something that anybody can say in most professions. We have to actually deliver that message. But we also have to make it attractive and competitive with other careers. Nursing is not that at the moment. We're not paid what we are worth, and the conditions of our work are not equitable with those of others that are comparative, such as doctors. So that has to change.
And building off that, the daily strain on nurses is particularly bad now with Omicron hospitalizations ongoing and COVID-19 related staff illnesses. Do you think in light of this package, we can expect to see that ease to an extent?
I wish I could say yes. It might help a little, but for instance, recruiting nurses who have retired or have left nursing for a particular reason, there's only 200 nurses in that package. We're over 4,000 nurses short. So it's a bit of a drop in the bucket, so I cannot see it making any difference. The nursing shortage was well and truly there, well and truly before COVID and the flu. We've been struggling to get more nurses into our tertiary and primary care and aged care for many, many years. So not something that's going to be quickly fixed. What I would like to see is a conversation between NZNO and the Ministry and the Health Authority about how we are going to go forward in the medium and long term. Those conversations haven't been had. We've been calling for them for a long, long time. And the other thing I would say about this package is it's still reflective of the discrimination that nurses, who are mostly women, have to face every day. And an example of that is that GPs that are coming or doctors that are coming into the country from overseas are going to be paid during their clinical placements for up to 4 months. That same package is not being offered to nurses, and one has to ask why not.
And regarding recruitment, I had a laugh at this when I read it, but the government is planning to drive it through the plot of Shortland Street. Is this an effective strategy?
It's an interesting one, and I can see how they could think that it would attract younger people into the profession, because I have to confess I don't really watch Shortland Street, but it tends to be about relationships and what happens outside of work rather than inside of work. The realities of nursing are absolutely not reflected in the program, and the way that nurses make a difference every day is certainly not captured in that program. And I'm not going to say no to any strategy that is being offered, but it's not one that I would choose. One of the things that we would like to see going forward is protection for nurses in the workplace through nurse-patient ratios and legislation, because or mandated nurse-patient ratios, because at the moment nurses are not safe in their workplace. Their workloads are too high, and we have to actually change that to make it more attractive for people coming into the profession.